the weekend there. 17 past 8. 109 The Fox. Fifi and Dave here this morning. Possible showers about today. Headed for a top of 13, Fee.
Hey, now, I know this is a little different tone for this show, but I do want to talk about something that you may have been aware of last week, because I know that not only our country, but the world was moved by the photos of the little three-year-old Aylan Kurdi, the Syrian toddler, whose death on the shores of Turkey. You would have seen the photos of the police officer carrying his poor, dear little lifeless body. And he died with his mother and his little brother. It's just sad even thinking about it. To see what our country is doing and how they've responded, and 10,000 people rallied in Melbourne last night. It was a beautiful message to our government and to the world, showing support for refugees. And I thought there at Treasury Gardens for Melbourne to do that, these rallies were happening across our country. Because that is such a powerful image and a powerful message for people to remember. Because I think we use words like refugee, you know, we distance ourselves with words like that, with detention centres. We tend to politicise all of this. We leave it for the politicians. They'll deal with it. And I actually would like to talk about something that I have been wanting to vocalise, and I'd love a discussion. I know this has happened, particularly last week with the Senate inquiry, came back saying that the Nauru Detention Centre is not safe for children. Because I think we need to talk about Nauru. We all need to talk about Nauru.
Absolutely.
What is going on at Nauru? And for a Senate inquiry to come out last week and to rule it not safe for children, these are children. And that little photo of that gorgeous little three-year-old last week, he is a child. He has been born into a country. He is trying to escape because his family are being oppressed. They're in fear of their lives. These are people. And then they come to our country and they get put into a Nauru detention centre. Now, even for the president of Nauru to come out in the last 24 hours and to say there's nothing wrong with the detention centre is staggering. Because I'm just going to throw some stats out here. And these are the alleged stats. We've got 253 people have committed self-harm to themselves. 67 child abuse allegations. 30 of those allegations are against staff. And I also want to point out, people may not be aware, this is privatised security. Wilson Security, they have been employed by our country. They're being paid very big salaries to maintain safe and secure environments for those people who are seeking refuge. And when I say people, don't forget the face. These are children. 33 sexual assault and rape allegations. This is happening. You have women and children afraid to shower. And when I say shower, they're being given 3 minutes in a cold shower. Some of the allegations are that security staff are bartering with them and saying, we'll give you more time in the shower if you expose yourself to us. These are the allegations. Again, I'm saying these are alleged. They're also saying that they've been offered contraband, whether it's cigarettes or lollies or whatever, for sexual favours. This is happening on our watch. It's heartbreaking. And then a story that came out yesterday of one of these women, her name's Nazanin, and she's an Iranian asylum seeker who was allegedly raped on Nauru so badly that they took her off Nauru and they brought her to Australia. So she is in our country now. The attack happened in May in the Nauru detention centre so badly that her stomach was bleeding. So something's happened there. You can't argue that. She's so emotionally distraught. She's been allegedly attacked and raped. She's been taken away from her mother and her brother, brought to our country, and she's all alone. So psychologically, she's in a bad way because she's lived in the Nauru detention centre in these conditions. She's now been attacked and raped, and she's all alone, and we won't let her see her mother and her brother. That's us. We won't let her do that. We're letting this happen. Now, I just don't know whether we're all blocking ourselves to it. We're hoping that Senate inquiries and politicians will deal with it. We have to deal with it. This is our country, our watch. And when we saw that three-year-old toddler last week, it reminded us these are children, these are mothers, these are fathers. And I've even got some letters here from Nauru. These are letters, and they're so disturbing from a lot of the parents and people who are able to communicate. And these are well-educated Iranian refugees. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, one of them here, he works in IT. He's got a Bachelor of Agricultural Science. He wrote that he wants to kill himself because he can't bear watching what his son and his wife are going through. God. He's sewing his lips together.
Yeah, it's now obviously, I mean, rightfully so, you're emotional, as you are when you get down to the finer details of this. And things like that that annoy me as well. Now, 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, so there was a suppression order done by the government to say that if any medical staff witness any of these things, they can't come out publicly and state it. Now, if you're a medico and you witness any of that, be it on Nauru, be it in Australia, be it on the North Pole, it's your right to say something. And for the government to suppress it, that's almost an acknowledgement of guilt. And I don't understand, it is not illegal to be an asylum seeker. It is not illegal according to the UN. Why are these people being put into these situations? That's what I don't understand. I mean, if you're looking at people who are illegal immigrants, I don't see anyone going down to St Kilda and finding some backpackers and going, well, you don't have a visa to be here. But these people are coming from countries where they cannot afford a visa or a passport. And then they're getting put into situations like you've just said, and they could have come from war-torn countries. You don't get into the water unless the land is more unsafe than those treacherous waters. And those people are trying their hardest to escape, and what they get is that kind of treatment.
These are mothers, these are fathers, these are children. And the acts that are being committed against them are heinous, unacceptable, and we need to act.
Yeah, well said, guys. It's Fifi and Dave.